This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban claimed Saturday that their forces had seized several districts in the northern Panjshir Valley, the last remaining province in Afghanistan holding out against the Islamist group. Taliban officials said that overnight advances have brought several days of fighting to Annaba, an area close to the provincial capital, Bazarak. Emergency, an Italy-based charity, confirmed the Taliban had reached Annaba. The non-governmental organization, which runs a medical center in the area, said its facility had received a small number of wounded people. For its part, the opposition National Resistance Front said Saturday that it had pushed back enemy attacks, but acknowledged losing ground to the Taliban and said both sides suffered casualties. A U.S. official says the United States will send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The plan is for evacuees who fail to clear initial screening or otherwise require more processing. The U.S. Embassy in Kosovo says it does not mean the country will be taking evacuees who had been deemed ineligible for admission to the United States. It notes some applicants are still in the process of obtaining needed documents and providing all information required for immediate entry. The plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates. They already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas transit sites for the evacuees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. installation commander at Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar said Saturday that they had been able to move most of the 57,000 Afghan evacuees who came to Qatar from Afghanistan. He said about 1,400 evacuees remain in Qatar. Nine Afghan women have delivered babies since their arrival in Qatar. This is VOA News. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Saturday his country was ready to hold talks with world powers to revive its 2015 nuclear accord, but not under Western pressure, adding Tehran was seeking negotiations leading to a lifting of U.S. sanctions. France and Germany have urged Iran to return to negotiations after a break in talks following Iranian elections in June, with Paris demanding an immediate restart amid Western concerns over Tehran's expanding atomic work. Last month, France, Germany, and Britain voiced concern about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog confirming that Iran has produced uranium metal enriched up to 20% fissile purity for the first time. Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful, that it has informed the watchdog about its activities, and that its moves away from the 2015 deal would be reversed if the United States returned to the accord and lifted sanctions. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the accord in 2018. President Joe Biden will visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and to pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says Biden will visit Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 was forced down. The president's itinerary is similar to one President Barack Obama followed in 2011 on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for a separate event before she joins Biden at the Pentagon. Trapped deep in the wreckage of the World Trade Center, Will Jimeno lived through the unthinkable. 20 years later, he's still living it. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The injuries ended his career as a Port Authority police officer. He has post-traumatic stress disorder, keeps shelves of mementos, including a cross and miniature twin towers fashioned from Trade Center steel. He was portrayed in a movie and wrote two books about enduring the ordeal. Jimeno says 9/11 lives with him every day.
It never goes away for those of us that were there that day, survived that day.
He says one thing he learned as he fought for his life trapped in the rubble was never give up.
The way I can honor those we lost, honor those that were injured, is to live a fruitful life.
Nearly 3,000 people were killed when Al-Qaeda hijackers flew planes into the Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a Pennsylvania field. Julie Walker, New York.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.